USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're learning more about the man who fatally shot five co-workers before killing himself at a Milwaukee brewery on Wednesday. Sources telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the shooter, 51-year-old Anthony Farrell, had worked as an electrician for the Molson Coors Brewery for 17 years, but believed he was being discriminated against because he was African-American. Yesterday at a news conference, Mayor Tom Barrett and others would not speculate whether that was in fact his motive. The CEO of Molson Coors said of the five people killed,
"They were husbands, they were fathers, and they were friends. They were part of the fabric of our company, and we will miss them terribly."
South Carolina's Democratic primary is tomorrow, and tonight in North Charleston, President Trump will hold a rally, as he's often done before Democratic primaries, to take attention away from his Democratic rivals. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Health experts say the coronavirus is affecting daily life for hundreds of millions of people now. More than a dozen countries have recorded their first confirmed cases of it in just the past 48 hours. More than 83,000 people in over 50 nations are now infected. That covers every continent on the planet except Antarctica. Yesterday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar was saying at an event at the White House that Americans need not worry too much about the outbreak as of now, though he says it's good to be prepared and to keep your ears to the news. Investors remain spooked about the impacts it's all having on the global economy, but yesterday, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said he expects that Wall Street will be rebounding soon.
Once we get a complete handle, the country sees that, the market will come back. We have a very strong economy.
Wall Street indexes have plunged for 6 consecutive trading days now, the Dow losing nearly 1,200 yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Full House actress Lori Loughlin will be getting her day in court on the 5th of October as she faces charges in the massive college admissions scandal. Her attorney had tried to get the trial postponed because of new evidence. The judge says with an October 5th start date, he expects the trial would then be finished before Thanksgiving. On-field workouts continuing today at the 2020 NFL Combine in Indianapolis. QBs, wide receivers, and tight ends all ran drills for the scouts across the league yesterday. Running backs, place kickers, offensive linemen, and special teams will be working out today. Former Illinois Governor Ron Blagojevich will send you a shout-out for a price. He's joined an outfit called Cameo, a Chicago-based website that allows celebrities to interact with users via video.
Hey, it's Rob Blagojevich. I'm very excited to connect with you on Cameo. If you want a birthday greeting, an anniversary greeting, motivation, or any other kind of shout-out, I can't wait to hear from you.
For $100, the newly freed Blagojevich will send you that personalized greeting. It's his first public effort to make money since he was released from prison last week after serving nearly 8 years behind bars on federal corruption charges. President Trump then commuted his sentence. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.